bigger than 50 sumo rat wrestlers. Trap was still laughing as he ran down the path. Then he turned to make a face at me. That's when his face went pale.
Geronimo! Don't move!
He stuttered.
There's a gigantic crab behind you!
I snorted. You can fool this mouse sometimes, but I'm no cheese brain. I mean, I wasn't born yesterday. I know when someone is pulling my paw. Enough kidding around, Trap, I said, laughing. I know there's no giant crab. My cousin's eyes were nearly popping out of their sockets. I had to give it to him. He really did look scared. I wondered if he had been taking acting lessons in his spare time.
I am not kidding, Geronimo,
he whispered.
Look behind you.
I rolled my eyes. I was getting tired of these silly tricks. Still, I turned around anyway. See? I told you, I began. But I didn't get any further. That's because for once, Trap wasn't joking. I was face to face with a gigantic, enormous, mega huge crab! I had never seen anything like it! This crab was bigger than 50 sumo rat wrestlers! Remain calm, I told myself. I took a small step backward, then another. The crab kept its beady little eyes trained on me. Only a few more paw steps, and I could dive into the water. I'd be safe there. Suddenly, my cousin sneezed. In a flash, the crab stretched out its claw and lifted me into the air. Help! I yelled. The blood rushed to my furry head. Thea and Benjamin stuck their heads out from behind a big rock.
Hang on, Geronimo! We'll save you!
Thea called. She pulled out a bottle of perfume. She sprayed it in the crab's eyes. The crab blinked, confused. Then it swung me around in the air like a cat with a new chew toy. It was not a good feeling. Goodbye, Mouse World! I sobbed. Goodbye, family! Just then, Trap hurled a coconut at the crab's head. Benjamin tickled it with a bird's feather. The crab laughed and dropped me. Well, no, it didn't exactly drop me. It hurled me in the direction of the trees. I landed in the middle of a partridge nest. I was surrounded by a slew of open-mouthed, tiny birds. Help! I screamed. Just at that moment, the mother partridge arrived. She had a big, fat worm in her beak. I opened my mouth to scream, but before I could squeak, she dropped the worm in my mouth! I spit it out in disgust. The mother partridge looked insulted. I am not a baby bird. My name is Stilton. Geronimo Stilton, I tried to explain. The mother partridge just squawked. Then she pushed me out of the nest. I landed with a thump on my head. Oh, why couldn't we go to the Soft Squeak Resort? I moaned. I needed a nice cheese dinner. I needed a good night's rest. I needed an ice pack for the lump on my head.